Hello, my name is Frank Kramer, and I'm an alcoholic.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. The lovely Carrie Kasem is with us.
Here I is.
Yes. And we have a brand new MySpace, myspace.com/Conway Show. And I guess, Gina, you're going to handle that? Is that right?
I'm all over it. Building a very fancy little MySpace page.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, guess what I just did? Guess what I did?
Farted?
No.
What'd you do?
I washed my hands. Excuse me.
Good for you. Yeah. I'm glad you found time to do that.
No applause? No nothing?
Give you applause.
Randy?
For that. What the hell?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It feels good. It feels good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I took some responsibility for myself.
All right. Now, how many friends do you have on MySpace?
Literally, I looked today. It's 2,250.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, do you find it almost impossible to service all of these friends?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just basically up there for if you want to know a little bit more about me.
But how many emails do you get, like, every day?
Oh, I get emails. I just, I say on my MySpace I might not get back. I read every single one of them.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I read them. Mm. Yeah. Some of them are just a couple sentences or whatever, and, just read it. But some ask for information. Like, somebody asked me today about my hairstylist. They're like, we have the same hair. My hairstylist just left town. Do you have one? Today, I wrote her back, gave her my hairstylist name and number, and she booked an appointment for tomorrow at 2:30.
Jesus Christ, man.
So that's kind of cool. I can, like, help my friends out.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I have a MySpace. I guess it's myspace.com. I said it, man. Is that it? Something like that. But somebody else runs it. I have no idea who it is.
So all these poor people that are leaving you messages you don't read.
That's exactly right.
Tim, that's terrible.
It's not terrible.
Yes, it is.
I have a MySpace and also a Facebook, and I never go into it. I never read it or anything because who has the time to do this?
Because some people, like, most of the time, most people have office jobs. There's a lot of people that sit there, and if they have some downtime or they're on their lunch, they'll go on their MySpace. And it's really great for pictures if you want to transfer to friends. It's very easy.
Yeah, but a lot of people in the United States, around the world, they don't know when to stop.
I agree.
A conversation.
No, I agree. And
it's like,
it's
what
very
are you
annoying.
Up to? Well, I just got back from Portland. Well, how was it? Oh, it was great. So what's and they go back and forth and like, hey, enough.
I tell people on Facebook, because I can't stand Facebook. I'm there because I have so many friends that have told me to get on it. So I put up a thing and it says I'm on MySpace usually. So don't contact me here. People contact me, or this is the worst thing about Facebook. I hate it. You get on, and it alerts everybody that you're on.
Oh, it does?
So they instant message you, which MySpace does not have. They instant message you,
man.
And I literally write, it's not Carrie, just servicing the account.
Jesus Christ.
I hate Facebook, and that's awful. But it's not fun. I can't put up a fun background. It's just not fun.
Yeah,
I love MySpace.
I get, I have emails I get from friends and, a couple of people I've met through the show. But I think it's really sort of like a phony thing when somebody has, and I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about somebody has like 30,000 friends.
Well, it's not friends. When somebody has 30,000 friends, it's usually a band. It's usually somebody famous. They just want to see pictures. They want to get, it's not because they're actually talking to you. Most of those sites are run by people that are like monitors. They're not really the...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, some do. Like Tila Tequila, she's famous because she ran her own site and has over 1 million friends now, or 2 million, whatever it is. But most of the people that have the sites like that, they're bands and their manager runs them, or they run it, but it's just to say, here's my tour dates. Most of the people that have that, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that, there are a lot of people who are addicted to I'm probably one of them, addicted to the internet. I'm all over it. But I'm looking at news. I'm looking at, at videos and stuff like that, sports scores. I never sit there and read, like, the, the message form of somebody. Right. I think it's these people who are, who are on the internet with Facebook and MySpace, and they have, like, 30,000 friends. And then you're like, well, that chick's married.
Well, but I'll tell you something.
Shouldn't that be reserved for, like, single people?
But who's married that's on there that has 30,000 friends that's not famous? Or some model that wants to be famous, or somebody who's showing their breasts?
But isn't every married person who is on and spends a lot of time on MySpace or Facebook?
Yeah.
Aren't they, what percentage of them is looking for another relationship?
I think there's a lot.
Is it like 10%?
I think there's a lot 20%? Of people that stay on MySpace that are married that don't have private sites.
Right.
You know, where it's private, where you can only, you know, just, it's kind of just between you and your friends, and it's a private thing. I think there's a lot of people, and I actually know, I know some people that have gone on MySpace that were married that have met people.
And they left for the new guy,
they
new,
didn't leave.
New chick.
They didn't leave, but they met people.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's
well, and I'm sure that happens all
I
the
have
time.
People, I know people that have broken up over MySpace.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The you know.
How about having a MySpace fight with your wife?
It's high school.
Oh,
it's high
Jesus
school when
Christ.
You use it for dating. It's high school.
Yeah.
But you know what? People put up fake profiles of me. It took me 6 months to tell MySpace, that's not me. I never put it up. I had to send in these letters. I had to take these weird pictures that you have to place the picture. It says MySpace.com, Carrie Kasem. You have to then take that. It has to be on a whiteboard, and you have to hold it on your hip, hold it above your head. I mean, it's so... I thought they were kidding me. I thought they were going to use this to put up on their MySpace as a joke. And I kept telling them, it's me. 6 months later, they take down a site that had all these real pictures of me and were collecting, like, porn friends saying I'm in porn, saying that I love that, oh, I can't wait to have, like, five kids, all this stuff that wasn't me.
Yeah, but why would you care? I mean...
I you know what? I just didn't want that up there. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
It was a whole bunch of lies they
but
were saying
but
that I liked.
But don't normal people know it's not true?
No. Absolutely not. No. And that's why you find the official MySpace page of or the real of because so many fake profiles go up. You know why? Because if you're semi-famous or famous or really famous, you can collect other famous friends and those people will talk to you. So now you're talking to some famous people.
It just seems odd that people spend so much time with, you know, Facebook and MySpace and, you know, collecting friends and... You know, I think it's trying to make a life out of somebody who really doesn't have a lot of S going on.
Well, I've never collected a friend. I've always said I'm just going to leave it up, and whoever wants to, cool. If they just want to look at my site, I don't care to collect virtual friends. That's fine. That's cool. If you want to look at some pictures I have that are private, because there's some that I don't want. Like if I send a casting director to my site, if I send somebody, there's some stuff I've done in Maxim that I just don't want everybody seeing. You know?
Yeah. And I mean, somebody gave me a business card up in Oregon. And he had his web address was a MySpace.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh,
Jesus Christ.
I mean, you know, you're running a business. You can't afford to have your own site. You have a MySpace. I don't know. I think it's just a little bizarre. And I think, you know, I think it's if you're in a relationship, though, and you spend a lot of time on MySpace or Facebook, then I think you are looking for, you know, the next dude, you know?
Yeah.
I think you are.
I when I got on MySpace, I wasn't... That's a lie. I did break up. There was a time, there was a month in between when I broke up with somebody and I started dating somebody else and I found this animal trainer on MySpace and he has a space where he's this young, gorgeous guy and he trains animals for the movies and he had cats from Black Panthers to tigers to lions. They were gorgeous. And he has this one picture and he's sitting in the middle of all of his cats. There's like 10 cats around him, huge cats. And I couldn't believe it. And I wrote this guy, I said, Hi, I just love your pictures with all the kitties. I would love to come down, you know, and
have you ever had sex with anybody you met on MySpace?
Never. I never met this guy. I ended up seeing somebody else and he actually, we were going to get together. I was living in Vegas. We were going to get together when I came back and I didn't because I liked this other guy I was dating.
Did you ever meet anybody online?
No, I've never met anybody online.
Never?
No. I have a lot of friends who have. Actually, people who are married now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I have a couple of cousins who got married because they met their dude online. And this is the one problem I have with online dating. Let's say you and this dude found each other online.
Right.
You know, MySpace or... I don't know, a singles.com or whatever it is. And you guys got together, you fell in love, you moved to Toronto where he's a big successful dude and you're hanging out in Toronto and you guys were completely in love. And all of a sudden he comes home one night and you're on MySpace.com. He's going to be thinking to himself, wait a minute, this is how I met you, you bitch. And this is what you're looking to for another dude, right?
Lots of fights happen that way. I'm telling you, when I first got on MySpace, and I thought this was so high school, there's a place to put all your top friends, like your best friends.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. So I took it off my site.
Who designed that? Malibu Dan?
Yeah, right?
I took it off.
You can't see anything on mine. But there was never, before you couldn't take it off. Now you can. So I had to put friends. And I had people fighting and then calling me up and saying, well, why is he first? We always talk. Why is that person? I'm not kidding you. And then I started dating somebody, and I had always had this one person up. He was my first friend, and he was an ex-boyfriend. So I had him up. Who cares, right? I put him up there.
So
I started dating somebody, and it got to a point where he was using the fact that he was not my number one on MySpace, and I said, this is it. I'm done. I'm dating somebody from high school. I took everything off. I was so upset. It was so stupid.
That is unbelievable. That people are getting into fights over MySpace and Facebook and having arguments over it.
It was horrible. I said, are we in high school? You're upset? Well, obviously, if he's number one, then I'm not your number one.
Well, you know what? It is a great test, and I think you could probably vouch for this. It's a great test of how insecure you are as a human being. When you see your wife or your husband on MySpace or Facebook.
Well, I turned around at him and I'm like, I'm not your number one. So now I'm his number one. I know it's so lame. I think he did it because we're really good friends still, but I think he did it just to spite me.
All right. Now, Gina, you had somebody yell at you over what?
It was one of the worst days in my Los Angeles life.
Whatever.
Right, Gina Grad, everybody.
I realized that the guy I was dating, it was not working. I broke up with him, you know, whatever. But you never take into consideration that you have to change your relationship status on your MySpace page.
Oh, yes.
And this was traumatic for him. So I was like, oh God, well, you know, we're not together anymore. I'll put relationship status single.
Yeah.
I got hate mail from this guy every day for 2 weeks.
Do you think he kept refresh to see when you actually did it?
Probably.
Sitting up, you know, all night with a bottle of vodka, warm vodka, and hitting refresh.
Or worse, he got a notification.
Right, because it notifies you when you put something up.
It notifies you when somebody likes Jesus.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is.
It does.
I felt
When anybody updates their profile, it notifies everybody.
It doesn't matter what it is. And like stuff that's embarrassing, like if you think you're being kind of like cheeky and you put a weird comment on a picture buried deep in somebody's page, everyone that you're friends with will say, Gina just wrote, hey, you look like a chicken masturbating.
Right?
Yeah. The guy that I got into a fight with over the MySpace literally just texted me. You suck. He just texted me that right now.
Jesus Christ. I tell you, man, it prolongs high school for the rest of your life. You know, all the insecurities, all the, you know, what is she wearing? What did she say about who? And what's the latest gossip? Where'd you go to dinner? You didn't take me there. You took her to a better place. You bought her a bigger ring. You bought her nicer flowers. All of that will stick with you now until you die. Until you're 75 years old and you, rushed up the forest lawn.
I have to tell you, there's clips of me on radio saying how stupid MySpace is, how stupid virtual friends are, how ridiculous, literally preaching against MySpace. And then somebody put up a fake profile of me. And that was it. I had to put up a real one.
Christ, man.
Pathetic.
I don't know. Maybe I just don't get it. What the hell?
Well, you know, I have to say to anybody listening, if you are writing Tim and he's not reading the mail, you can write me and you can write Sam Phillips because we do check our MySpace pages.
Right.
Sure.
I don't get into the minutiae of all that crap. I don't read any of the show email here, and I don't read any of my email on MySpace or Facebook.
But this is a great way to get people to listen to the show.
And it doesn't matter.
Now they know you're not interacting.
You'll listen if you like it. You don't listen just because I email you.
You're not interacting.
No, if you like the show, you listen. If you don't, you don't listen. I'm not going to listen to... I don't know. Name a show.
Dr. Laura.
All right, Dr. Laura. If Dr. Laura emailed me and said, you know, I'm going to be in Encino at California Pizza Kitchen, come on by, I'm not going to go by to see her, and I'm not going to start listening to her.
No?
No.
Oh, really? I really thought you were the kind of guy that would do that. Yeah, listen to the email.
I don't read emails at all. Right. And I got that. I stole that from, I used to read emails, show emails, when I was working with Steckler. And we had Kroll on one night. He was on with, he was still doing Loveline.
Nice job,
Dr.
retard.
Drew.
Thank you. Yeah. And he said, I said, hey, I'll email you guys. Don't bother. He goes, I never read an email. All right. We have news with Gina Grad coming up at 9 o'clock. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, it's a bad day to be Tom Brady, and Barack Obama forgets what religion he is. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
That's a big, forgetsky. All right, and we got the David Letterman top 10 list coming up. The top 10 signs you're talking to a fake Kim Jong-il.
Yeah. It's not really him!
The rumor is that the president or the dude that runs North Korea is dead. And there might be a